Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest on Piano Jazz is Arturo Sandoval, the renowned jazz trumpet virtuoso, who today will be showcasing his prowess as a pianist. This is indeed a surprising and exciting revelation for all us lovers of jazz piano. And how are you, Arturo?
I'm so happy, and I'm very, very happy to be, you know, in your beautiful program. People, you know, love to hear your program.
When did you decide that you'd want to make a piano album?
Oh, my goodness. That was a long time ago, you know, when I really, I was reading a book of a jazz history book when Miles Davis came to Dizzy Gillespie asking for a lesson, you know, for advice. And then Dizzy said, okay, let's move to the piano and work. And Miles said, the piano? I don't play any piano. And Dizzy said, you should go and play some piano and learn some piano and then come back and we're going to be able to understand each other. Well, when I read that, I said, it's good for everyone, you know. And then I start to try to get into the piano.
Well, and then I love the title of your record, Passion for the Piano.
My passion for the piano.
Because you certainly have that.
I the only thing I can tell you is from the bottom of my heart, I have my best time is when I sit in front of the piano. Also, I'm going to tell you something. The piano, I also believe, saved my marriage because I'm married for 28 years. And every time we're going to have a kind of discussion with my wife and me, like everybody else, you know, I said, honey, please give me 5 minutes and I'll be back. And then I go there. I play something. I play a couple of chords. Play for 5 minutes. And then I come back and say, yes, honey, you're right, whatever you say.
See, music is a great force for good things. In fact, I would really love to hear you play something from your recording. Will you do one of your tunes?
Sure.
What's it going to be?
This is an original composition which I wrote for this record specifically, entitled Sureña.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Boy, that piece is a lot of spirit and excitement. Now, how long did it take you to write that? A long time or a little time?
Actually, short time, yeah, to write it, yeah. Because it's a kind of I believe it's a dedication to South American music, you know. It's a combination there. It's a little bit of tango, a little bit of Peruvian waltz or Venezuelan waltz. Actually, in the way we recorded in the record, we use a Venezuelan maracas, you know, small one, very high pitch maracas. And then we use a cajon, a Peruvian cajon, which is, you know, it's like square wood. And then the musicians sit on it and play on top of that. And it's got a special sound, you know, very beautiful sound.
It's a shame we couldn't have all those instruments here today, but I think you made up for it. I mean, you really, when they talk about a two-fisted piano player, you certainly are one.
You hear the maraca.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Right.
Well, when did you start getting into music, period? When you were a kid, did you start playing the horn? When you were
actually
young?
I don't know. The first thing I would like to tell you, I don't know why I was getting into music, because in my family, nobody have nothing to do with music. My dad is a car mechanic. And the rest of my family, nobody has involved in the music. And
then really? Someday, so it didn't come from somebody in the family?
Not at all. And then someday I say, wow, this is what I want to do, and furthermore, I have no choice. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life, period.
So, but in Cuba, but you were able to get a horn for yourself.
Actually, in the beginning, I didn't have a horn. I started percussion, playing congas and, you know, bongos, and then I talked to the teacher. We got one teacher, he taught everyone, and he was a clarinet player. And I said, Maestro, I would love to try the trumpet. He said, sorry, we don't have any trumpet left. I said, what about his? He said, find the trumpet, you let me play in the band? I said, yes. And then I remember my aunt bought me a trumpet, a pocket cornet. Very little, full of half holes everywhere, you know, was falling apart. And then I get that one, I start to figure it out with myself, you know, because the clarinet player, the teacher, he really know how to teach me how to play the trumpet. And then I start to figure it out.
You figured it out yourself.
And I still try and figure it out after 42 years.
Well, it sounds to me like you figured it out, and you figured out how to play the piano, and I would love to hear another tune. What else have you got in your bag of tricks?
This is, I would like to play now a ballad, something slow down, you know.
Okay.
Because, it's an original ballad as well.
It's a composition of yours?
Yes, it's my own
composition. What's it called?
Romantico.
Ooh. Thank you. That's a beautiful piece, and
thank you very much.
It certainly spells out the title, because it is very romantic. But also, I mean, you certainly do have a wonderful technical ability, and you sort of work that in with the very poignant and romantic feeling of the tune.
I try to keep in my mind like a melody is going on, you know, another melody over the original one, yeah. You know, to create another one, and those kind of thing. I look those tunes like a thin and variation, you know.
Yeah.
And that kind of things, the concept, we came from the classical music, of course.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Well, there's more to come with Arturo Sandoval. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, I was so interested in something you said earlier, that you might be having an argument with your wife, and you say, "Wait a minute, honey, I love this," and you go away and sit at the piano.
You know what?
And you play
something. It's very true.
But isn't that a really great idea for everybody, even if they don't play piano? Just go away and say, "Wait a minute, honey, I'll be back in a minute."
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That's terrific.
To refresh, you know, don't speak when you are in the moment of the heat of the moment. You
that's
know,
so. Really good yeah. advice for all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
But in general, the piano, I'm going to tell you something from the bottom of my heart, not only in that situation. When I feel like any human being, when I feel a little down, a little depressed or whatever, the piano also take me out of those things, you know. I go to the piano when I got a problem or somebody's sick in the family or any kind of problem, I go to the piano and it's, I talk, I play there for a while and play and play. And I feel the piano help me, you know, to I don't know how to explain exactly, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say, to put my soul in peace together with my mind, you know.
You know, it's really, the piano is really good for just about everything.
It's
if you
true.
Feel happier, if you, as you say, if you're
if
depressed,
you feel sad or happy,
you can feel better after you play.
Especially if you are in love.
Oh, well,
oh,
now that's
yeah.
a, that's a whole other thing. Now we don't have time to talk about that. Boy, you know what we should do? We should get into some blues. You had a really terrific swinging blues on your record. Do you think we could maybe try to play that together?
Of course, yes.
I think I can play the blues.
Of course.
tell me about this blues. It sounded like you had the changes sort of upside down. Or
no, it's very simple. It's, you know, it's like a kind of like bitonal, you know. It's kind of two different keys. I play in my left hand in
yeah.
F, but the melody on top is in G, in the key of G. As well,
all
I,
right,
I
so
G.
You started out, and I'll fall in there somewhere.
Thank you.
That is really unusual, you know.
There's so many blues has been recorded and playing all over the years, and then I say, okay, let's try to make it, a little bit different, a little bit.
Well, you did. You made it very different. And the thing I liked about it on the record, the thing is really swings. I mean, it has to swing because jazz swings.
Yeah. I'm so happy with those, the guys I had the privilege to play
with. Is that your regular band?
It is. It is. It's my guy from Miami, Dennis Mars on bass, and Ernie Simpson on drums. And they're very, very fine musicians. And it's a pleasure to play with them.
You know, you've won a whole lot of Grammys. You haven't won any yet for piano playing, or have you?
No, the record just came out. And you know, that record we did, we recorded in my house, actually, in one afternoon. It's not overdubbed, it's not repeated, anything. It's like one afternoon, we play like a jam. We get together, and they put a tape on there, say, okay, let's play.
Well, you know, if you're in the mood, it's sort of what you call like the magic of the first take.
Yeah, and you better take it.
Isn't it?
Keep it.
But back to your horn playing, I mean, you've actually been nominated for and won a whole bunch of Grammys, haven't you, for different things?
I don't know how many, but I got four at home. I got four Grammys.
And, I mean, you've done some very unusual things like having a movie written about your life.
And talking about that, I'm so happy because I finally have an opportunity to write a score.
For the movie was For Love or Country.
Yes.
That's correct. The score for that.
I wrote a score and I just won an Emmy for that score.
Well, you just don't stop, do you? Listen, you know, I would like to, just for a change here, maybe we're talking about composing and everything. I've written a couple of little things. Maybe I could play one for you.
Please. I'm all ear.
Okay. This one's called With You in Mind. So did you like it?
Tell me the title again.
It's called With You in Mind.
With You in Mind.
Yeah, well, I had somebody in mind, you know, but... Today I have you in mind.
I'm going to take a word with me in mind.
Well, that's true.
I love it. It's beautiful, beautiful. And the way you play it, watch such a control, you know, those delicate and finesse. And it's a lesson, you know.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be more in a minute. My guest is Arturo Sandoval. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company, manufacturers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, I would love to hear you play some more. How about something else from your CD?
It's one of the standard jazz, very well-known standard jazz I recorded there. I hope everybody recognizes that. Actually, Dizzy Gillespie wrote...
Which one is it?
The Introduction, I think. It's All the Scene You Are.
Oh, that's a wonderful introduction to that. Are you going to play that?
Who wrote All the Scene You Are, by the way?
Jerome Kern.
But Dizzy, I'm right or wrong, I don't know. I think Dizzy wrote the intro.
Oh, the intro, that's his. Well, I'm okay.
All the scene you are.
Go ahead. Thank you. a very invigorating arrangement of that. And there you go with your right hand. Chops again.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. I really miss my bass player and drummer.
Well, I tell you, I mean, playing solo piano is a whole other thing.
You're right. And I, to be honest, I don't know how to do it.
Well, then, you just did it. You know, I know you miss the bass player, but you kind of accommodate yourself to...
But the most difficult for me things is you know, when you play with the trio, your left hand is in the middle of the piano.
Right. Exactly.
And you play different chord. And when you play it's a different sound and different thing. I don't even know what to do with the left hand.
Well, I don't know. You must know because you did something. But it's funny because Bill Evans used to always say that he had trouble playing solo piano. He would just play ballads and, you know, it's hard. It's a whole other thing because, you know, you get used to having the bass player play, you hope, some nice notes on the bottom.
Yeah.
You hope.
Not necessarily.
And meanwhile, then you can go all over the place. But,
yes, but feel more freedom, you know,
but
a lot more freedom.
Nevertheless, I'm glad you're here doing it because, you know, You're doing it.
But it's a good lesson to learn. I have a lot of things to, you know, to practice on
and
try.
Actually, I'd really love to hear another of the tunes that you wrote. Maybe that one that you wrote for your wife.
Yes.
Maybe this was written on one of those moments when you said, wait a minute, honey, and he went in the other room.
Yeah, time out, I'll be back.
Time out, I'll be back. Yeah, exactly. I'd love to hear that.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a very beautiful tune.
Like my wife.
I was going to say she must be a lovely woman, and she must have been thrilled with that.
Some people say the better half. She is a little more than that for me. She's my better three quarter.
That's cute. I bet she'd be happy to hear you say that. She's your
better. She heard that before.
Your better three
it's
quarter.
It's an old lick, you know. It's an old lick. She heard that before.
I think that's nice. I never heard that before, but I guess she's thrilled to be your better three quarters in three quarter time. Well, there's more coming up. My guest is Arturo Sandoval. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. We've been doing all this good conversation and wonderful music, and I keep thinking, wouldn't it be nice if you would, just for a change, play a number on the trumpet?
I would love to do that because, you know, I owe a lot of things to the trumpet. I love the piano, but I have been playing the trumpet for 42 years, and I think I love a lot of things to the horn. You know.
Well, and you get such a great sound. I mean, I'm just going to be thrilled to be sitting here playing for you. So
you'd better pick
a tune that I know. What do you think?
I would love to play a ballad. One of my favorite ballads is Body and Soul.
Oh, you picked a great one. I love that too. All right.
Thank you.
Boy, that was really beautiful. And you know what's fun for me? I seldom get to accompany anybody. And it was so delicious being able to play behind you and sort of listen to all those gorgeous runs. And
thank you.
Very, very...
It's a beautiful ballad, you know.
Yeah, but you... But
the progression of chorus
it's
is
very
so
musical,
logical.
The way you did it. Very
thank
musical.
You. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you probably do it... You probably do it differently every time, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you know, always a different version. Yeah. It's always... Yeah, I learned that one, actually, in the piano, you know, and in the different key,
actually. You learned
actually.
It in the piano first?
And instead of...
Well, that's good, too. That's good, too.
And then I remember those notes, you know. That's the piano helped me a lot, you know. When I go to the trumpet, I remember the keyboard. I got all those, you know.
Listen, you know, you should be, or you are, speaking to young horn players and tell them all that they should play the piano as well.
The piano is the best tool when you want to be a musician, you know. Especially you want to be a composer, arranger. You want to create something. You want to get into improvisation.
Play the piano.
Oh, yeah. The piano is the best tool. The best.
Well, you make it sound the best. And you know, I'm sorry to have to say this, but we only have time for one more tune. And I want to tell you what fun it's been playing piano with you, hearing you play your tunes. And
I wish this program is longer because I would like to stay here longer with you.
Well, we'll have to do it some other time. Do
please,
some more.
Invite me again,
to
please.
To be continued.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, what should we play?
I would love to play Stella by Starlight.
Oh, I love that tune. Victor Young.
Yes, one of the first tunes I learned on the piano.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's got to be good then, hasn't it?
Let's try.
So let's have a go.
One, two, three. Thank you.
won that one. I had the last note. Oh, that was so much fun. So much fun.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Today's guest has been Arturo Sandoval. Join us each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Dan Hoppler, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production assistant David Lyon, production intern Lydia Willoughby. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, from the Friends of Piano Jazz, and from Jazz Times Magazine, since 1970 helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available at newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR contributors, which include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, and the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. PoetryFoundation.org. This is NPR.